Welcome to the November 2025 edition of Review, the Journal of Blind Veterans UK. Remembrance Special Edition Sea Breeze Candles. Sea Breeze Scented Candles has created a special edition remembrance candle featuring a one-off wax melt poppy. This luxury rock, salt and driftwood candle has been designed by member Tony to light during remembrance in honour of old comrades and friends. Half of the profits for these special edition candles go to Blind Veterans UK. What's more, by buying Tony's candles, you get to support one of the brilliant businesses founded by our members. Only £9.99. Visit the website at www.seabreezecandles.co.uk. Coming together. A message from your CEO, Adrian Bell. This month is set to be a very busy one, with several opportunities for members to get together. As well as remembrance events in London, Manchester and Rustington, we will also be holding our 5 regional member conferences. Thank you to everyone who has signed up to attend one of these. More than 200 members and guests are attending the conferences. We will be discussing proposals to change our charity objects and potentially forming a membership organisation, so I very much look forward to hearing your feedback on these. To ensure that the conferences remain inclusive as practicably possible, a video and audio recording of a presentation on these topics is also being sent to all members, so that those of you who can't attend in person can still share your views. Links and instructions on how to watch or listen to this message will be sent in a letter with an explanation of how you can give your feedback. I've received feedback questioning why all the conferences are being held in England. I'd like to assure members that locations were selected based on venue availability and the largest of our member populations throughout the UK. This allowed us to be close enough to most members and remain as cost-effective as possible. All areas of the UK are important to us. We recently delivered military dinners in Scotland and Wales, which were extremely well received by the members in attendance. In the future, we are also looking to extend Blind Veterans UK National Remembrance events to Edinburgh. In other news, you may have seen reports about the potential sale of our Llandudno Centre recently, and I would also like to take the opportunity to update everyone on this. I can confirm that we have an interested potential purchaser and are presently in negotiations. These are quite complex and relatively slow-moving. This is to be expected and is not unusual with deals of this nature. The potential purchaser is also a charity and a member of COBSIO, the Confederation of Service Charities. It serves the broader population as well as veterans. It's hoped that the purchase might be complete later this year, but this will be dependent on many separate issues. I will update you all in due course. In the meantime, I'm very much looking forward to catching up with many of you over the coming weeks. For any members I won't be seeing over the Remembrance weekend or at any of the conferences, please remember I'm always here if there's anything you wish to discuss. It may take me a little time, for which I apologise, but I will always get back to you. News. Raise some Christmas cheer and vital funds for Blind Veterans UK. With Christmas just around the corner, this is the perfect time to bring communities together. Our community partnerships team share their ideas for ways you can get into the Christmas spirit while raising funds and awareness of Blind Veterans UK. Festive brew up. Grab your Christmas jumper, get out the minced pies and hold a tea party or coffee morning for family, friends or neighbours. Ask for donations in exchange for festive fare. Games night. Crack open the board games or sign up for our SWAT Up quiz resources and hold a fun games night. Charge a small entry fee with a prize for the winning team. The season of giving. Approach your local church to request a Christmas collection. Festive 5K. Explore your own local winter wonderland while keeping fit ahead of the excesses of the big day. Devise a route to walk or run 5K, then go solo or invite family or friends to pull on their winter woolies and join you. Up the ante with Santa hats or challenge those taking part to sing carols en route. For more ideas, resources, or advice on how to bring your own plans to life, contact the Community Partnerships Team. Royal Air Force police women walk 20 miles blindfolded. Two serving members based at Royal Air Force Marham in Norfolk have raised over £500 for our charity by walking 20 miles along the Norfolk coastline blindfolded. Kat and Rosie, who serve with the Royal Air Force Police, took on the challenge on the 29th of August, no doubt expecting sunshine and warm temperatures, but were instead met by a grueling 9-hour walk in torrential rain. They started their challenge in Wells, next the sea, and finished in Cromer. Kat says, "When we initially conceived the idea to take on a challenge for Blind Veterans UK, we could not have anticipated the extent of the laughter, physical discomforts, and adverse weather conditions we would encounter along the way." The pair wanted to elevate their challenge by completing it under blindfold, taking it in turns to guide one another over the difficult terrain they faced. Kat says, "We wanted an experience that would mirror the daily struggles of our brave veterans. Without sight, I was completely at the mercy of Rosie's guidance, hanging on to her words and trust, desperate to find my way through the unknown." If you would like to take on your own challenge to mark remembrance and raise money, please visit blindveterans.org.uk/planning-to-remember. Volunteers Fundraising Victory. Serving reservist Stephen Hale, a volunteer in Community 10, recently organised and hosted a memorable fundraising event in September aboard the historic HMS Victory. Guests were welcomed with a guided tour led by the officer of the day, who delivered a captivating account of HMS Victory's storied past. The tour included exclusive access to Lord Nelson's cabin and war room, providing a rare glimpse into the strategic heart of the ship during the Battle of Trafalgar. Attendees were immersed in tales of naval life, leadership, and the operational intricacies of running a warship in the age of sail. Following the tour, guests enjoyed a superb dinner in a setting befitting the occasion. The atmosphere was warm and convivial, with veterans from across the services swapping stories and reconnecting over a shared sense of duty and pride. The event raised an impressive £1,500 for Blind Veterans UK. If you would like any advice or support on ways you can fundraise at an activity or event you are planning, contact the Community Partnerships Team in your community. Just some of the social gatherings that have taken place across the country, bringing together local members. In Northumberland, members got to practice their swing at a golf session at Close House Driving Range. Both members and staff had a go, with varying levels of success. This was a wonderful experience for members, some reconnecting with an old passion, and some taking a swing for the first time. Next stop, the Ryder Cup in Worthing. Members enjoyed an afternoon tea social gathering hosted by the wonderful team at Taring Manor Care Home. They were treated to delicious brownies and a cuppa whilst catching up and having a good laugh. In North Lanarkshire, a very informative session visiting the local council tech flat. The flat is kitted out as a working home with tours offered to members of the public and organisations to show what assistive technology can be put in place for people living with dementia, sensory impairment, or other additional support needs. Not all of the equipment can be provided by the council, but they can support people with setting up the equipment and learning how to use it. This is a wonderful display of what can be done in the home to make daily life a little smoother. In Cornwall, Cornwall Association of Blind Shooters facilitated an acoustic shooting event for our members. They really enjoyed the day, some having never shot before and others having the opportunity to reconnect with an aspect of their old military career. Acoustic shooting takes place in a different kind of shooting range, where participants find their target using sound rather than sight, making it the perfect accessible activity for our blind veterans. Members enjoyed a catching up over lunch afterwards, and all in all, had a wonderful day. Do you want to know what's going on in your local area? Contact your local community team who can tell you everything you need to know. Centre Breaks. We are delighted to share our breaks on offer at our Rustington Centre from January to December 2026. As we start thinking about next year at our Rustington Centre, we look forward to welcoming you to our fabulous seafront location, from where the delightful village High Street, full of shops, restaurants and pubs, is just a short stroll away. With a renewed focus on rehabilitation and welcoming new members, we will offer bespoke rehabilitation weeks tailored to your goals and welcome experiences, providing an introduction to the charity. Our rehabilitation week will be supported by our team of Rovis, occupational therapists and physical and outdoor sports practitioners with physiotherapy specialism. If you need support in any of these areas, your community team who can refer you. You can also book onto specialist activity weeks, dedicated stays for carers and widows, themed military and turkey and tinsel weeks and well-being breaks. What's more, each community will have its own dedicated well-being week, so that bonds of friendships can be formed locally. Bookings for these will be confirmed once transport is approved, approximately 6 weeks prior to the date. What's available to book? Specialist activity weeks. Come along on our activity weeks, adventurous, fun-filled weeks. There couldn't be greater proof that sight loss doesn't have to limit your horizons. Bookings for activity weeks are limited to members only. Activities taster week. Ready to discover your next favorite activity? Then this is the ideal week for you. You can try paddleboarding, hiking, golf, martial arts, rock climbing, and even axe throwing. There really is something for everyone. Adrenaline week. Get set for a buzzing week packed full of extreme activities that will get your heart pumping. This fast-paced week will include anything from water sports to scaling heights to team challenges. This week is set to test your nerve and leave you buzzing with energy. Beginner's Archery Week. This is an opportunity to enjoy learning the skills of archery in a supportive environment at a local archery club, guided by expert VI archery spotters. You'll also have the chance to become a member of Blind Veterans UK Bowmen. Active members of Blind Veterans UK Bowmen are invited to join our archery weeks in June and September. Boot Camp. Kickstart your new year with a new you. This week, we have a mix of different workouts designed to get your body strong. You'll also learn the best things to eat and drink and top it off with tips and tools to de-stress and calm your mind. Expect to work hard as you take part in sessions of CrossFit, spin, boxing and more. Whether fitness is a regular part of life already or you're just starting your journey, this week is about showing up, pushing through and celebrating progress. Bowls Week. Blind Veterans UK Bowls Championships returns. From beginners to frequent bowlers, everyone will be warmly welcomed to join in the competition. Shoes and woods can be provided if you don't have your own. Fishing Weeks. Enjoy 5 fishing days on 5 different lakes in beautiful Sussex. A chance to catch a 30-pound carp or a 10-pound tench. Your tackle will be provided. Hiking Week. Get your hiking boots, backpack and poles ready and step into summer with a week of hiking. We'll take you on a multitude of terrains in a stunning setting, covering around 9-15 miles each day. From meandering paths to challenging slopes, you'll need a reasonable level of fitness to enjoy it. Military Weeks. These weeks are a celebration of our military culture and a chance to share stories from your days in the armed forces, compare modern military lifestyles, and get your hands on new equipment. In November, we include a 13-night stay for remembrance. Strolling Week. Come and enjoy the wonderful South Downs scenery and coastline this coming August with some gentle strolls and ambling walks. With a mixture of beach, woodland and villages, we have some super strolls for all to enjoy. Covering between 3 to 5 miles a day, we'll go at a nice, steady pace and leave plenty of time for rest, chat and photos. Carers Week. Carers can often find themselves in need of some time to recharge. Our Carers Week offers an opportunity for anyone who cares for a blind veterans UK member to spend time with other carers sharing similar experiences. During the week, you will be invited to enjoy our well-being and entertainment program and trips out to the local area. Widow Widowers Week. This is an opportunity for anyone who has been a partner of a Blind Veterans UK member to join us for a relaxing and fun well-being week by the sea. During the week, you will enjoy great food and be offered our well-being and entertainment program, along with trips out to the local area. Well-being breaks. Unwind and relax on a well-being break with us. Get outdoors, explore, eat great food, and enjoy fantastic trips and entertainment. Well-being breaks are available to book throughout the year. Due to high demand, we need to restrict bookings to one well-being break per member in high season. Should you wish to book a second break, you will be invited to go onto the waiting list for the low season. The cost of your stay. Our costs vary depending on whether you need care and if you lost your sight as a result of your service. Please note, Blind Veterans UK has a comprehensive grants policy, so should you feel that cost is a barrier to you coming to stay, then please do speak to your community team. Trips and activities are included in the cost of your break. Booking an activity week to register your interest, book or for more information, please call the Rustington Centre on 01903945300 or go to blindveterans.org.uk/centrebreaks. January. From the 26th of January to the 1st of February. Bootcamp Activity Week. February. From the 2nd to the 8th of February. Widows Week. March. From the 30th of March to the 5th of April. Easter Week. May. From the 4th to the 10th of May. Two events this week, Beginners Archery Activity Week and Activity Taster Week. From the 25th to the 31st of May. Fishing Activity Week. June. From the 1st to the 7th of June, Archery Week. From the 22nd to the 28th of June, Military Week. From the 29th of June to the 5th of July, Hiking Activity Week. July. From the 20th to the 26th of July, Fishing Activity Week. August. From the 3rd to the 9th of August, Strolling Activity Week. From the 31st of August to the 4th of September, Bowls Activity Week. From the 31st of August to the 6th of September, Archery Week. September. From the 7th to the 13th of September, Adrenaline Activity Week. October. From the 26th of October to the 1st of November, Carers Week. November. From the 2nd to the 15th of November, Military Week, a 13-night stay. December. From the 30th of November to the 6th of December, Turkey and Tinsel Week. From the 7th to the 13th of December, Turkey and Tinsel continues. From the 14th to the 20th of December, the final Turkey and Tinsel week of the year. Adrenaline Week Junkies. 7 intrepid members attended our Adrenaline Week at Calvert Lakes Outdoor Activity Centre in the Lake District in September and lived to tell the tale. 7 blind veterans faced their fears on our Adrenaline Week in the Lake District last month. The group formed strong bonds of friendship as they supported each other to take on a series of challenging activities and achieve many firsts along the way. First up was a mine exploration experience, quickly followed by the rock and rope outdoor abseiling and climbing. This saw many in the group overcome a fear of heights to complete the activities. The following day was spent in the water. Our intrepid group spent the morning navigating obstacles like waterfalls and pools on an exhilarating gill scramble, and this was followed by an afternoon of canoeing on the lake, which was slightly more sedate, though no less strenuous. Having overcome their fear of heights on day one, a new challenge was set on the high ropes and zip line course. There were lots of smiles and incredible peer support to complete the course, before finishing off with Lakeland Hike to round off the activities. The residential centre provided an excellent base for the week, with a swimming pool, hydro pool, games room and plenty of space to relax, unwind and spend time connecting with new friends. Member Rob, who attended the week, said, "This fun-filled week of physically challenging activities held at the Calvert Trust was a prime example of rebuilding lives after sight lost. I would not have considered doing any of these activities since losing my sight, but in the welcoming environment of Blind Veterans UK, surrounded by my peers, I was able to push the boundaries and have a fantastic time. I wish to express my thanks to Teresa Farley, Richard Finbow, Katie Birch and Liam, our driver. They were very supportive throughout the week and empowered us to grow in ourselves and have fun, from waking up to going to sleep each evening. These activities are key to rebuilding lives after sight loss. They provide the pathway to enable us to push ourselves in the future." Digital Veteran Card launched nationwide. The UK government has unveiled a digital version of the Veteran Card, bringing convenience, security and recognition to nearly 2 million veterans across the country. From Friday, the 17th of October, veterans can apply for and download their digital Veteran Card directly to their smartphones. Much like a digital debit card or supermarket loyalty card, this new format offers instant proof of service, displaying essential details such as name, photo, date of birth and branch of service, all protected by robust security features. The card is available via the GovUK One Login app, which uses passcodes, Face ID or Touch ID to ensure secure access. Once approved, the card can be downloaded in minutes, eliminating the wait for a physical card and putting vital support just a tap away. Services made simple. The digital veteran card is more than just a form of ID. It's a gateway to essential services and benefits. Veterans can now register their military background with GPS to access specialized healthcare services like Op Restore and Op Courage. Confirm eligibility for supported housing through Op Fortitude, designed for ex-service personnel facing homelessness. Connect with career advisors and veteran-friendly employers via Op Ascend. Enjoy discounts at participating businesses, museums and shops just in time for Remembrance Sunday. Plan for change. This initiative is part of the government's broader plan for change, aimed at transforming public services to better fit people's lives. By digitizing the veteran card, the government is removing bureaucratic barriers and making it easier for veterans to access the support they need and deserve. As Technology Secretary Liz Kendall said, "Our veterans have given everything by serving for their country, and it is only right that we give them all the support they need." The Digital Veterans Card will help remove barriers, reduce red tape, and make it easier for people to access the public services they need. Minister for Veterans and People, Louise Sandher-Jones, added, "This digital veteran card removes barriers and puts convenience back in their hands, whether they're registering with a new GP, seeking housing support, or simply getting a discount at their local museum." Security meets accessibility. Initially available for in-person use, the card's functionality will expand in the coming months to support online services, further enhancing accessibility while maintaining high security standards. Get your digital veterans card at gov.uk/veteran-card/get-digital. Accessible gifts for Christmas. If you're looking for handy stocking fillers, you've come to the right place. Whether you want something creative, practical, or simply different, read on to be inspired. The holiday season is the perfect time to show your appreciation for the blind veterans in your life by selecting thoughtful, accessible gifts. Whether you're looking to inspire creativity, enhance daily living, or reignite a passion, here are some great ideas. Cards and Advent Calendars. Braille Cards. You can find a variety of Braille cards on cardsandbraille.co.uk, along with tactile cards for those who don't read Braille but could feel the shapes and images on the card. Braille Advent Calendar. Brands like Kath Kidston, Dotty About Braille, Not on the High Street, and Amazon all offer Braille or tactile advent calendars that could make a lovely gift this Christmas. Gifts for the tech enthusiast. Amazon Echo. Why not use Alexa to simplify everyday tasks? Ask her for weather updates, the latest news, and even to play your favorite song or audiobook. Plus, Alexa can assist with shopping lists, timers, and alarms. Amazon Solar Chargers. These work with iPhones, iPads, and Android devices and eliminate any stress about losing phone battery without being able to find a charging point when out and about. The Tile Mate Item Locator. A smart bit of tech that can be attached to any item keys, wallet, and connects to your phone. When you hit the button on your phone to find the item, the Tile Mate will play an alarm to help locate it. A digital voice recorder. Instead of a notebook for making lists or writing down reminders, a digital voice recorder allows you to record and store personal notes. A scan reader, video magnifier, or another reading aid. A handy gift, depending on what best suits your loved one's sight. Gifts for the other senses. Audiobooks. Gift an Audible subscription for £7.99 a month and give your loved one access to thousands of audiobooks from fiction to World War II biographies. Spotify or Apple Music subscription. Unfettered access to all their favorite tunes. A massage or manicure. Everyone loves to be pampered. Fragrance. Know their favorite perfume or cologne. Pick up their tried and true or have a look at fragrance subscriptions like the Fragrance Shop's £12 a month Scentedict subscription. Tactile board games. Monopoly, Lego, Scrabble, Checkers, Uno cards and decks of playing cards can all be bought in Braille, tactile and large print options. Tactile Rubik's Cube. A stocking classic that can be solved without sight and is suitable for those who don't read Braille. Gifts to ignite a passion. Blind adapted supercar experience. For those with a need for speed. Adjustable task lamp. Perfect for crafters. Music lessons. Ignite an old passion or learn a new one. Woodwork, pottery or arts workshops. Get creative for the new year. A gift voucher. Simple but effective, get your loved one a gift voucher for their favorite craft shop so that they can choose the colors, textures, and tools that suit them best. Membership to a golf club, leisure center, or gym. A great opportunity for sports fans to get them trying something new or revising the sport they used to love before sight loss. Membership to an accessible museum or attraction. For example, the Victoria and Albert Museum have accessible displays to touch and feel. National parks or heritage site memberships. Handy for history buffs and hikers. Practical gifts. A helping hand. Offer your help with home chores, paperwork, home repairs, etc. Helpful services. Hire cleaning services to help with household chores. Transport gift cards. The perfect gift for someone with sight loss who loves going out. Lyft and Uber both offer gift cards and can make getting around so much easier. Talking watch large print watch. An everyday essential, the gift that keeps on giving. Kitchen aids. Liquid level indicator, talking kitchen scale, tactile timer, talking food thermometer, talking measuring jug. The list of specialist kitchen appliances are endless and perfect for someone who loves to cook. Time together. Cinema date. A movie night voucher for a film screening with subtitling and audio description. Or if going out isn't an option, why not bring movie night to them? Something tasty. A voucher to spend quality time with you at their favourite restaurant or a home-cooked meal. Homemade vouchers. Create your own voucher for your loved one to do an activity of their choice with you or with family. We hope we've given you a few ideas. A thoughtful gift can really make a difference for someone with sight loss and show how much you care. Whatever you choose, we wish you a wonderful Christmas. Member voice. We have some exciting winter events coming up in the calendar, which you can now register to attend. Turkey and Tinsel Week, 8 to the 14th of December 2025. The Rustington Centre. Registration date, the 7th of December 2025. Let us help you get into the Christmas spirit. Our popular pre-Christmas holiday breaks will be full of festive cheer, trips out, entertainment, carols, mince pies, and yes, you guessed it, turkey and tinsel. There's much to celebrate, so come and join in the fun. How to register your interest for a centre break. 1. Fill in the form at blindveterans.org.uk/centrebreaks. 2. All the breaks are listed lower down the form. Simply tick the breaks you'd like to take part in. It's best to choose a few as they can fill up fast. 3. Someone from our team will call you to talk through the options and complete your booking. 4. If you're unable to register online, please do call us on 01273 391 500. If you have any further questions about the week or your suitability, please contact us on 01903945300. Other dates are available for Turkey and Tinsel Weeks. Please go to our website or call us to book the week that best suits you. Arimar Sandhurst Military Dinner. Date, the 13th of February 2026. Registration closes, the 2nd of January 2026. Time, 12:30 to 16:30. We're pleased to offer a special event at the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst, home to the future leaders of the British Army. The dinner offers a unique experience located within the prestigious Indian Army Memorial Room, overlooking Arimar Sandhurst's stunning grounds, and promises to be an afternoon filled with laughter, camaraderie, and delicious food. Don't miss out on this unique opportunity full of history and heritage. Mark your calendars and get ready for a dinner to remember. Please note, this event is free to registered members. Venue: Royal Military Academy, Camberley. GU15-4PQ. Access into Sandhurst. This will be granted via main gate located on the A30 opposite Camberley Premier Inn, GU15-3LP. Ballot tickets. Due to the expected high level of interest for this event, members expressing their interest to attend will be chosen via a random ballot. We will let you know if you've been successful via email, letter, or phone call by Friday, the 9th of January 2026. Important information about this event. No accommodation and transport will be provided by Blind Veterans UK. Dress code. Males: military blazer, lounge suit, or dinner suit. Females: knee-length dress, trousers, skirt, and blouse, or equivalent. Register your interest via blindveterans.org.uk/events/Sandhurst. Alternatively, you can call us on 01273 391 500. Edinburgh honours blind veterans and volunteers. Blind veterans, volunteers, carers and staff from Scotland and Northern Ireland gathered at the Royal Scots Club in Edinburgh for a day of recognition and connection. our members from Scotland and Northern Ireland recently came together in Edinburgh with their carers and our staff and volunteers to share stories and celebrate achievements. The afternoon began with a performance from the Military Wives Choir, followed by a three-course meal and the presentation of awards. Our award winners. Chris overcame sight loss to graduate with his degree. Member Chris received our Outstanding Achievement Award in recognition of his determination and success. A few years ago, he set himself the challenge of completing a degree in human evolution at the University of York. With support from our rehabilitation team, including specialist note-taking materials, he adapted how he studied and wrote and, earlier this year, graduated wearing his Blind Veterans UK tie as he crossed the stage. Niall found new confidence and passion through golf. When blind veteran Niall joined us just over a year ago, he was struggling to adapt to life with sight loss. A week at our centre introduced him to new activities, including golf, which quickly became his passion. Today, he plays regularly with Blind Golf Scotland and competes in events across the country. Niall received the sporting award, recognising how much he has overcome and achieved through his sporting endeavours. Anne is a steady link for her fellow blind veterans. For nearly 10 years, Anne has played a vital role in her community. She regularly phones blind veterans to check in, makes sure no one feels left out at lunches and events, and attends funerals to lay wreaths for her fellow veterans. Anne received the Camaraderie Award, recognising her kindness and the comfort she brings to others. Lauren gave blind veteran Barry the confidence to step back into the world. When Barry was first matched with volunteer Lauren as his outing's companion, he admits he was nervous. It had been a long time since he'd been out and about after losing his wife. But from their very first trip, the two clicked. Since April 2023, Lauren and Barry have shared more than 20 visits to museums and heritage sites across Scotland. Each outing has been carefully chosen to reflect Barry's passions from railway heritage to hidden gems he'd never discovered before. But their bond has gone far beyond days out. Last November, Lauren supported Barry to his wife's grave on the anniversary of her passing. Barry nominated Lauren for the Volunteers Award, and his words were read aloud at the event. Francis spent 120 hours bringing a blind veteran's memoirs to life. Francis received a volunteer award for her incredible dedication to supporting the late blind veteran John, a former Desert Rat with the 7th Armoured Division. When John decided to record his wartime memories during the pandemic, Francis became his typist and editor. He would handwrite his story, photograph the pages, and send them on. Francis typed every word, spending more than 120 hours on the project. She now describes her role as a privilege, saying she laughed and cried as she worked living the story alongside him. Thanks to Francis's patience and commitment, John's memoir, A Centenarian's Memoirs of World War II, was published and became a lasting legacy for his family, his community, and his fellow veterans. Two others were recognised for their achievements on the day. Maureen received the Carer's Award for the steady support she gives to one blind veteran, and Hannah received a Volunteer's Award for lifting spirits through her regular befriending calls. The day ended with a toast from blind veteran Ian and closing words from our president, Colin Williamson. Gatherings like this are a reminder of how important it is for blind veterans to come together to celebrate achievements, share experiences, and feel part of a community. It was also a chance to show our appreciation. Every blind veteran, volunteer, and carer recognised on the day reflects the strength of our community in Scotland and Northern Ireland. The Pride of Remembrance. Navy veteran Herbie shares his reflections on the challenges of sight loss and the honour he feels at being able to march at the Cenotaph on Remembrance. I joined the Royal Navy when I was 20 and volunteered for the submarine service. By the time I'd finished training, 9/11s had happened, and that meant deployments all over the world. Most of my service was spent in the Arabian Sea. On submarines, everyone had more than one role. I was a stores accountant, but I also qualified as a diving planesman instructor and a fireman. I enjoyed the responsibility, but honestly the best bit was when we finally went into port. We'd been away for weeks, and getting letters from home was really special. Back then, none of us had mobile phones, so letters meant everything. A couple of years into my service, I became very unwell. I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. I'll never forget the consultant holding up my X-ray and saying, "The whole of the right side of your chest is grey. That's all cancer." It was a huge shock. I was only 24, but I used the resilience and humour the military had given me to keep going. When I went into remission, I wanted to stay in the submarine service, but because of my health, I was told I'd need to be on a ship with a doctor. That would have meant having a job with a lot less responsibility than I had on a submarine. This is when I made the incredibly difficult decision to leave the Navy. Unfortunately, health challenges have followed me through life. A few years ago, I had a stroke caused by diabetes, and soon after I noticed my eyesight starting to go. Stress and exertion made it worse, and I was referred to a specialist. This is when I first heard about Blind Veterans UK. Now I'm severely sight impaired, and my eyesight is still declining. I haven't driven in 2 years. That feeling of independence is already leaving me. Day to day, I've had to adapt small things like walking along the edge of the curb to keep myself in a straight line, as well as using aids that help me stay safe. Blind Veterans UK has been a huge support for me, and what makes them so inspiring is how much they give people back their confidence and independence. The charity doesn't just provide practical help. They create a real sense of belonging. You suddenly feel part of a family again, a military family that understands what you're going through. What inspires me most are the other veterans. Everyone's story is different, but the way they face sight loss with strength and determination is remarkable. Some are doing things you wouldn't think possible, sports, hobbies, even taking on new challenges, all because Blind Veterans UK gave them the encouragement and support to believe they could. It shows you that sight loss doesn't have to be the end of independence or ambition. In many ways, I feel more connected to the military now through the charity than I ever did when I was serving. They've given me friendship, motivation, and the belief that I can still achieve, despite my challenges. That's why I'll always say Blind Veterans UK is a truly inspiring charity. This year, I feel honoured to be marching at the Cenotaph alongside other blind veterans, including some who fought in the Second World War. I've watched the ceremony on TV so many times, so being part of it is going to be very special. I'll be thinking of my dad that day. He served in the Enniskillen Regiment in the war and was badly injured. He never spoke about his experiences, but I know he was awarded medals for his service. He carried those memories quietly, and I'll carry his memory with me as I march. For me, remembrance is about thinking of others, about the people who served, those who gave everything, and the families who stood by them. As I march, I'll be thinking of my dad, and I hope I can make him proud. And I'll also be thinking of Blind Veterans UK because they've shown me, and so many others, that no matter what challenges we face, we can still live full and meaningful lives. National Creative Project. This month's VI-friendly creative activities, you can take part in all from the comfort of your own home. We're pleased to let you know about the project available from the NCP in November. You can take part in as many projects as you like. To request a kit, please leave a message on our voicemail on 012-73-391-447 or email ncwt@blindveterans.org.uk. You can also request a kit via the members area of the website, Bauble Mosaics. These festive mosaic bases come with a small hole in so you can actually hang your bauble in your home. Once it's finished, we'll send you festive ribbon, along with the usual mosaic materials. All tiles will be pre-sorted for you into labelled bags, although you can make your own design if you wish. Suitable for beginners. Christmas cards papercraft. This papercraft kit has materials to make your own Christmas cards and gift tags using collage techniques. We'll provide a variety of paper, sequins and other decorative items with a Christmassy theme, and we'd encourage you to use your own materials too, so you can make some really unique cards to send your loved ones. Suitable for beginners. Hyacinths. For this year's winter indoor gardening project, we're bringing back the hyacinth bulbs. This kit will contain everything you need to nurture some winter blooms. There's also a plastic pot and some slate chips to add interest. Suitable for indoor gardening, no additional materials required. Suitable for beginners. Tank model. We've had lots of requests for model vehicles, especially tanks, so we really hope you enjoy this 171-piece model. It measures 16 by 29 by 15 centimeters when completed and has some moving parts. It will come with our bespoke step-by-step graphic guide and some hints and tips. Suitable for confident beginners. Also available. Woodland Trio. All three of our simple wooden models are now available on a permanent basis: hedgehog, mouse and squirrel. You can request the ones you've missed them, or the whole set. Circle Coaster Kit. These circular mosaics have been designed in complementary colours to make as a gift for your loved ones or yourself, just in time for Christmas. Your crafting stories. Showcasing the creative talents of our members from the National Creative Project and beyond. Rod Lithgow. Rod is a keen wooden model maker and has been taking part in these projects for a few years now. Rod says that they do take him some time to complete, but he enjoys working through them slowly and switching his mind off to other problems while he concentrates. Rod has also discovered papercraft after doing some of the NCP collage projects. He enjoys recycling interesting paper and card and making new artwork out of unused items. His creative designs have been featured on the bauble and balloon tea towels, alongside artwork from his fellow members. Rod encourages his fellow members to get crafting, saying, "It's a great way to divert your thoughts away from the everyday stresses of life." Intricate models. Dave Higgins shares the story of member Mick from Kent. On a recent home visit, I had the pleasure of meeting Mick from Kent, an ex-guardsman and proud member of the Royal Artillery Band, who could play the cornet, trumpet and violin. During my visit, Mick humbly shared his remarkable hand-crafted model soldiers and intricate wood carvings made prior to losing his sight. The work showed his artistic talent, dedication and attention to detail. Despite the life-changing challenge of losing his sight, Mick was keen to try something new. Inspired by the creative opportunities offered through the charity's NCP projects, he has decided to apply his talents to wooden model making so that he can continue expressing his creative streak. We look forward to seeing what Mick creates next. We love seeing your craft photos, whether these are NCP project kits or a completely separate hobby, old or new. You can share them with us at any time via ncwt@blindveterans.org.uk. We'd love to hear from you. Quiz time. Our quizmaster Ron Russell tests your general knowledge. 1. How many eyebrows do Bert and Ernie have combined? 2. What's the most populous city in the USA? 3. According to the nursery rhyme, what do the bells of St. Clement say? 4. Which creature is associated with the fourth sign of the zodiac? 5. Originally, Amazon only sold one kind of product. What was it? 6. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize? 7. What is the last name of the designer who created the perfume No. 5? 8. In the Catholic Church, the Bishop of Rome is more commonly known as what? 9. What's the human body's heaviest organ? Quiz answers. 1. 1. 2. New York. 3. Oranges and lemons. 4. Crab. 5. Books. 6. Marie Curie. 7. Chanel. 8. Pope. 9. The skin. Family news. Birthdays. Maxwell Brown, who celebrates his 102nd birthday on the 4th of November 2025. Peter Darcy Champney, who celebrates his 103rd birthday on the 20th of November 2025. Arthur Hammond, who celebrates his 101st birthday on the 21st of November 2025. Joseph Hinge, who celebrates his 101st birthday on the 29th of November 2025. Barbara Jones, who celebrates her 103rd birthday on the 26th of November 2025. Peter Mullins, who celebrates his 100th birthday on the 10th of November 2025. William Newton, who celebrates his 102nd birthday on the 5th of November 2025. Jean Rees, who celebrates her 102nd birthday on the 23rd of November 2025. All birthday information was correct at the time of going to press. Condolences. It is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following, and we offer our heartfelt condolences. Marion Flint, who died on the 1st of October 2025. She was the wife of Peter Flint. Jean Girard, who died on the 8th of October 2025. She was the wife of Kenneth Girard. Christine Phillips, who died on the 1st of September 2025. She was the wife of Godfrey Phillips. Enid Steer, who died on the 1st of October 2025. She was the wife of Dennis Steer. Roshan Taylor, who died on the 1st of September 2025. She was the wife of Richard Taylor. June Tufnell, who died on the 1st of October 2025. She was the wife of Dennis Tufnell. In memory. It is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Norma May Beforth of Doncaster, who died on the 17th of October 2025, aged 92. She served as a private in the Women's Royal Army Corps. Peter Roy Brown of Bognor Regis, who died on the 15th of October 2025, aged 88. He served as ANSAC in the Royal Air Force. Derek Brown of Staines-upon-Thames, who died on the 25th of September 2025, aged 93. He served in the Royal Air Force. Douglas Brown of Boston, who died on the 1st of September 2025, aged 91. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Ian Kinnock, but of Chelmsford, who died on the 1st of May 2025, aged 94. He served in the Royal Air Force. John Chapman of Berkhamsted, who died on the 10th of October 2025, aged 94. He served as a lieutenant in the Royal Inniskilling Dragoon Guards. Harold Connell of Coventry, who died on the 15th of September 2025, aged 95. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Nina Rose Crossingham of Heathfield, who died on the 26th of September 2025, aged 100. She served as a private in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Robert Howard Dickman of Sheffield, who died on the 16th of October 2025, aged 102. He served as a leading airman in the Royal Air Force. Leslie Farram of Newcastle, who died on the 24th of September 2025, aged 96. He served as a private in the General Service Corps. James Boyle Anderson Getty of Portsmouth, who died on the 22nd of September 2025, aged 89. He in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Alan Gordonfelt of Bushy Heath, who died on the 2nd of October 2025, aged 87. He served as a senior airman in the Royal Air Force. Terence Gray of Bury St Edmunds, who died on the 14th of October 2025, aged 91. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. David Arthur Jones of Llandudno, who died on the 24th of September 2025, aged 88. He served as a private in the Royal Engineers. David Walton Joy of Haywards Heath, who died on the 21st of September 2025, aged 92. He served as a bombardier in the Royal Artillery. Paul Langan of Newbegin by the Sea, who died on the 17th of September 2025, aged 72. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Leonard William Lewis of Gloucester, who died on the 1st of September 2025, aged 83. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Bernard Leyland of St Helens, who died on the 15th of July 2025, aged 95. He served as a trooper in the Royal Lancers. James Lynch of Derby, who died on the 7th of October 2025, aged 91. He served as a senior airman in the Royal Air Force. George Anthony Matthews of Spalding, who died on the 8th of October 2025, aged 92. He served as an AC-2 in the Royal Air Force. James George Murphy of Birkenhead, who died on the 29th of September 2025, aged 91. He served in the Royal Marines. Donald Oates of London, who died on the 22nd of September 2025, aged 87. He served as ANSAC in the Royal Air Force. Keith Ivor Piddle of Sherborne, who died on the 15th of September 2025, aged 93. He served as a leading airman in the Royal Air Force. Alan Roy Potter of Poole, who died on the 1st of September 2025, aged 81. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Air Force. John Shrimplin of North Shields, who died on the 17th of September 2025, aged 87. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. David Smith of Blyth, who died on the 1st of May 2025, aged 89. He served as a senior airman in the Royal Air Force. Barry Michael Smith of Windermere, who died on the 1st of October 2025, aged 86. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Alfred Vincent Smith of Lincoln, who died on the 2nd of October 2025, aged 89. He served as a Corporal in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Leslie Kenneth Springall of Lincolnshire, who died on the 27th of September 2025, aged 86. He served as a private in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Stanley Thompson of Dartford, who died on the 3rd of October 2025, aged 91. He served as a private in the Royal Signals. Peter Waldron of Cardiff, who died on the 17th of September 2025, aged 89. He served as a petty officer in the Royal Navy. Norman Williams of Callicott, who died on the 2nd of August 2025, aged 83. He served as a private in the Royal Army. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff, members and supporters? Find out more about setting up a tribute page at blindveteransuk.muchloved.org. The Christmas raffle is now open. Big win, £15,000. Tickets cost £1 and help to rebuild blind veterans' lives. Phone 03001 112233. Play online raffle.blindveterans.org.uk/review. Raffle closes the 19th of December. Draw takes place the 2nd of January. No under 18 allowed to enter. No prizes will be paid to anyone under 18 years of age. Full terms and conditions apply. Please visit raffle.blindveterans.org.uk/rules for more details.